Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at God's wisdom for controlling our anger, James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. Most people can control their anger, but every now and then we lose control of our temper. James informs us of God's wisdom when it comes to how we can control our anger, James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. James says we need to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. When we are able to do this, he says we will achieve the righteousness of God. While these are three simple things we can do to control our anger, they are very hard to practice at times. Frequently, we are doing just the opposite. We are not willing to listen to other people. We want to be fast to say something without really considering all the circumstances. And, as a result, we are very prompt to speak whatever comes to our mind, which usually is not the most prudent, kind, or compassionate thing to say. So, if Christians want to reach a type of behavior that will be associated with God's righteousness, then they must do these three things. The word quick has the meaning of being prompt or swift. To be quick to hear would indicate that we not only want to hear the audible sound waves going across our eardrum, but also we have the desire to give consideration and seek to understand what we are being told. The phrase, slow to speak, indicates that one is going to take some time before they are going to utter some sound from their mouth. It would also indicate that a person is delaying in using words to express one's mind or one's thought. Oftentimes, this will greatly reduce the anger a person has with a situation, circumstance, or a person. The word slow in the phrase slow to anger has the same meaning as used in the phrase slow to speak. The word anger is that strong feeling of displeasure or hostility we may have toward a situation, circumstance, or person. So being slow to anger would have the idea of not expressing that feeling, and over time, there would be less and less things causing us to have these feelings of displeasure and hostility. James says when we are able to do these things, we will achieve the righteousness of God. This means that we will be reacting to situations, circumstances, and people in the way that God would be reacting. While controlling our anger can at times be difficult, it nonetheless is something that can be accomplished. It is not impossible. The determining factor will be how strong our desire is to be using God's wisdom in this aspect of our efforts to be living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program and hope you have a great day living God's way.